Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, and I'm on a rampage tour. I'm going on tour on social media, Blog Talk Radio, and in person at different venues, trying to get your awareness up and motivate you to move. The reason why I'm taking up this time in your life is to reach out and touch your heart. It is imperative that you understand my intention. I put some pictures up there of myself, and I showed you some of the work that I've done over the years. I shared my intellectual property freely with the world to raise the understanding of why we must grow, deliver to each other our own food from real seeds with no pesticides, heirloom seeds, the original seeds that God made when he created the world. I am so involved right now with fundraising. I am trying to raise money. The money is going for 40 new commercial kitchens. When did we ever have 40 new commercial kitchens? No one's ever cooked in them. And if they have cooked in them, it was only minimal in some of them. But the majority of them have never been used. They're brand new. They're being built right now. We'll be finished in a very short order. It's imperative that all of us connect together and take a stake. I believe I was brought here to bring it, not to stand on it and be like, oh, look what I did. No. Because what I did was painful. It was a struggle. I have been fighting with these criminals in our political system. I have been fighting with these people who are selling drugs to our children. I've been fighting with the children to get off the drugs and to change their lives and take responsibility for our community. We're basically all we have. We don't have anything but each other. But, baby, that's all we need. And I'm trying to push you to an awareness where you'll share this with others to let them know that this is my last stand. This is it for me, okay? I have spent my whole life organizing and bringing us together and creating the entities and the foundations for all of you to come and stand on. I'm tired. I'm old. It's over for me. But I tell you this much, it's the beginning for you, and I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to kick back and see what you guys are going to do with these commercial kitchens. Now, I want to bring to your awareness this. We're being replaced by robots. Have you noticed? It's everywhere. They unleashed the Kraken in July. Everywhere you look, AI, AI, AI. Yesterday, they unleashed the robots you can buy to replace your employees with. You can custom design them, make them look any way you want. Let me tell you about your new employees. They never argue. They're never late. They never take a break. They work 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and they don't blink an eye. These robots are so sophisticated, they can plead and argue with you in their defense. Case in point, me and ChatGPT. One of my interns, she wrote me and she said, you better go here and look what these people are saying about you on this thing. So I looked on there. They said I was Ron Finley. I am not Ron Finley. Would not want to be Ron Finley, okay? And you all know why. Then they told me I was Rosa Parks. I said, okay, somebody is pulling some strings somewhere. How did this robot formation to say I'm either one of these people? Then it turned around and told me it was two other people who I tracked down. That's all. They did use my name for fraud. pretending they were me. But that's okay. I'll meet them around the corner or along the way later on. I got their number. But let me tell you this about ChatGPT. It defended itself. It literally told me, it's not my fault. I'm only as good as my programmer. So now we got a Wizard of Oz situation. We got somebody behind the curtain pulling the levers, but they got this big thing in the front saying, oh, look at me, talk to me. But it's not that. It's somebody is behind that. And it can be used to destroy. ChatGPT caused me damage to my name, my family, and my reputation and my business. And I will take it up with the owner short. In the meantime, we have a 214-acre farm, organic farm, that we are also raising money for. So here's the scenario. We're taking the funds that you donate. We're taking the things that you donate for our kitchen so we can put them in the kitchen for the kids. We've got the kids. They're coming out of every aspect of society you could think of, and they're coming in to be trained, and we're training them first in security. Parts of the security are cybersecurity. We have drones, and we're building a drone campus so everyone can come and learn how to operate drones, because that's which way we're going. That's where the world is going, drones, robots. AI, if you're not paying attention, you're going to be left behind in about 6 months. You're going to be seeing stuff flying through the air. It's going to be all kinds of stuff. It's going to be future shock for you because you're not involved. I'm calling you today to ask you to participate, to come with us and learn not only how these things operate, but how we as a group of people can right the wrongs. The first thing is we need to grow our own food. If we have a 214-acre farm, we can do that. We can raise animals. We can have a drone campus. We can do whatever we want. But this takes cooperation between all of us. Now, I'm going to send this recording out to everybody, and I'm just going to ask everybody to participate. We have a young lady, Queen Jacqueline Badejo. She has a nonprofit in Watts called Wattsconda, and she is the fiscal partner for the garden. I have a 501c3 partnership with my partner, Dr. Robert Taylor. The organization is called SACOP, S-A-C-O-P. And between the two nonprofits, we're going to raise money for that farm and for those kitchens. Now, when we go to the farm and we teach horticulture, agriculture, arborism, floriculture, herbiculture, all the things that we are missing in our lives to know how to grow our own food with the proper nutrition, medicinal herbs, culinary herbs, common herbs, teas. When we go and learn that, we're bringing it back to the kitchen to manufacture it, process it, and package it so we can do USA home delivery and bring it straight to your doors in the L.A. basin. This is not a revolution. This is an evolution. And this is something we have evolved to from years and years and years and years and years of not taking care of ourselves or each other. It's a new day. And I'm praising God right now for using me as an instrument for his glory. And I thank my ancestors for teaching me how to praise God and not be in the streets abusing myself, to come, go to school, work, and do what I have to do. You're looking at my pictures. That took years of work. And I'm tired. I'm tired of arguing with you. Take care of yourself. How many bedsides did I sit holding people's hands when they're telling me, oh, my God, I wish I would have paid attention to you. You were right. Don't stop, Anna Marie. Keep getting them in line because I'm a witness. I didn't take care of myself, and I'm out of here. How many times have I heard that? How many times have I had to go and take my miracle soup to people so that they can get healed overnight? I got people looking for me right now behind that soup. It's serious. It is real serious. So what I'm saying to you as a shaman, as a missioner, as a servant, as a doctor, as a woman, feed lady, now is the time for us to get together and get this done. Now, let me push you to an urgency, okay? This is just an observation. I have been observing all of these so-called natural disasters that always have this peculiar storm that comes out of nowhere and destroys everything on target. I'm watching things burn up, but nothing blue or trees burn up. Okay? We're not stupid. We're not dumb. We're watching it in real time. We are in World War III. But who is the war with? I'm going to break it down in my next series of broadcasts because I know what I know what I know. And I'm trying to tell you to get ready, okay? You need to get ready. You need to participate in something that's going to put food in your mouth every day. You need to participate in some place where you could come and learn how to bake bread, how to flour, tortillas, flatbread. Whatever you need to eat to stay alive and be healthy, that's organic and non-GMO, certified organic, certified halal, non-haram, tested pure by AMC. Now, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to talk to you about how you can contact me, okay? Our phone number. My phone number is 213-797-2718. I have an email. My email is the, T-H-E, seed, S-E-E-D, lady, L-A-D-Y, at hotmail.com. So I'm a little bit amped up on a rampage about what's going on around me, the fact you won't grow your own food, the vehicle we have for us to unify to feed these widows and children, like God told us to do, and take care of each other and create jobs for humans. All of our jobs are for humans. Every last job we have is for humans, and we cross-pollinate with each other so you don't get too bored in it. Now, I went to school, and I learned how to drive a forklift. I'm a truck driver. I'm an organic farmer. I know how to operate heavy machinery. And me and my staff and my partners are going to train and teach all of you, especially you that have air property that don't do anything with it. And all of you down south that are taking subsidies from the government not to grow anything. You need to start planting trees because that's not on the list, okay? Grow trees. Help us feed ourselves. We live in a metropolis. This metropolis place that's so huge, so dirty, so filthy. Food is so hard to find here. Most people in the inner city eat food at the gas station. They just snack. And that's another thing, all the snackers who snack instead of eating real food, you're not going to last. You need to eat some real food every day, and you need to take time to break bread with somebody. Make your family get together, sit down, and break bread together. It's very important for us to do that. That's called communing. And always before we eat, we pray. Am I wrong? Check me if I am. I'm here to share these things with you. The next blog talk, we will be talking about our farm in detail. The next one, we're going to talk about the kitchens in detail. so that you can see them and you can start thinking about, how can I fit into this? I got some stuff in the garage, some pots, some utensils. I got a few hoes and rakes in the garage. Let me go donate them to Watts so they can get ready. We got storage bins. We can store it so that when we get ready to go up there after we collect all this money from everybody and break that ground, you're guaranteed to have something good to eat for the rest of your life. As long as those children learn how to grow food and feed us, they will be delivering it to your door. I'm proud to bring this to you. I feel happy in my heart about it, but I'm also on a rampage. I don't like what's going on around me, and I'm not going to be quiet about it, not to you or anybody else. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to be who my mother taught me to be. God bless her soul. I'm going to be righteous. I'm going to be truthful, and I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care what these people say. They're doing wrong collectively, and we're watching them. But are we going to watch them to our demise? No. I bet you half of you don't even know how to make a fire, how to start any kind of matches or lighting fluid. I know that these things might not seem important at this time, but these things are very important, very, very, very important. Because if something happens and you're cold and you can't make a fire, you're dependent on someone else to come and do it for you. And what if they don't have a match or they don't have a light? Everybody's going to be cold. That's the basis to my call today to you, calling out to you today about unification. We are unified around a fork. We have plenty of food. We have plenty of opportunity. We have plenty of participation. We have plenty of seeds. We know how to take those seeds and turn them into real food and food products for you. Once again, my name is Dr. Anna Marie Carter. My phone number is 213-797-2718. I'm a U.S. supplier with the International Trade Administration of Washington, D.C. I'm also an international supplier with, an international supplier with the International Trade Council of Singapore. I used to be there in Brussels, but now I'm in Singapore. And I came home to watch, and I try to teach as many of you as possible. I left the high life and came back home to get you to teach you. And when I returned to Global Trade, I took 10 interns with me who are now my equal. They're U.S. suppliers. They are international suppliers. And they have everything I have. I have given it to them. Because I'm a very generous person. I have given it to them to be my equal. And then I step down. And I'm private. I'm a private exporter. I have a private brokerage. And I have one of the largest contracts in the history of contracts that has ever been given to a U.S. supplier. And that's by the Prince of Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He gave me a contract to supply neom.com. That's neom.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. When you get there, hit the three bars top right, go to Regions. Look at Sandala. Look at Oxagon. Look at The Line. Look at Trojena. They have islands. They're building forests. They have all these things. And I am learning so much from them because let me tell you something. If they could do it in the desert, the Africans can do it in the Sahara. There's desert all over Africa, but if they can do it in the sand, we can do it in the sand. Everybody needs to go home. Everybody needs to come home from wherever they are, and we need to organize and we need to grow more food to help feed the rest of the world. You know, Putin bombed the Ukraine. And when he did that, it was a war against organics and GMOs. Because he took out biotech. and they're struggling. Yesterday, day before yesterday, ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, somebody blew them up. They had a massive explosion, although they have a lot of facilities everywhere. They can keep going. But their main, this main place got bombed. So that's a slowdown in the food supply. Putin blew up the grains, so there's no GMOs coming to give you for your cereals and your cookies stuff. So guess what, good people? We got to grow our own food. In about 6 weeks, you're going to be calling me. And hopefully we'll put our pennies together, pile them all up. There's so many of us. If we just pile it up, we can get the farm and the kitchens. We can feed each other. We can deliver it to each other with USA Home Delivery. USA Home Delivery is open. So for all of you that are skeptical and all of you who thought that I was, you know, maybe going down the wrong path in life, you can see in the end, this is the only way. It's the truth. It's the life. And I'm praising God for it because you got to eat. Paper money, this gold, all this stuff people are talking about, you can't eat it. Think about it. You can't eat it. So whatever we eat or whatever we process, whatever we grow, whatever we share with each other, we're certain to build up our immune systems and fight off any virus, bacterium, mold, fungus, or any other disease that's in our environment or that's brought in our life. We're survivors, and we're going to make it. We're going to make it together. I want to thank you for listening to me. I want you to get ready for my next blog talk. I'm going to try to work it out the best I can. A lot of times it doesn't work out, and we're going to see how we can strategize together because, listen to this, we have Africa, Mexico, Central America, and South America. We have all the Native Americans from the Arctic to the Peru on their reservations with their products that they are sharing with us through the First Nations Mohawk tribe in New York that are our partners. They set an initiative for us since we're standing on their land. We respect that. American natives feeding Native Americans. It's all good. So you know what we're going to do. You know what the game plan is. And think about your part in. You may want to come teach. You might want to come plant. You might want to do an article or do social media and blast us out products and join us. That's up to you, too. We're in global trade worldwide. And we have bids and contracts. And we're in this together, babe, to the end. So don't think of doom and gloom. Let me motivate you to the real. We are getting ready to grow all of our own food. Hood grown. That's what I call it. Hood grown. Watts for life. This is Dr. Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, looking forward to spending more time with you real soon. Please like this video. Excuse me. I think I'm on my YouTube channel. Please share this video and think about the elders. Send it to them. Ask them their opinion about what I'm saying. They're going to tell you she's right. She's 100% right. And let me tell the rest of the world, you know, I'm going to leave here standing on my feet. I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to do the right thing because God is with me and I am with God. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.